This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And thank you all for joining us either on our Facebook page, and of course, that's facebook.com/Natural Solutions Radio, and we film live on our Facebook page, and I think that goes directly to our new YouTube channel, and so you're seeing the filming live on that also, not just the sound, correct?
Yes.
And let me introduce our guys that make the show happen, and that's of course, Fred on the board.
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, everyone.
And Adan, who's checking all the stats that come in and the questions and comments, and he's making sure I'm up to date on the calls. Good morning, Adan.
Good morning, good morning.
And let's see, the telephone number for those of you that want to contact us from Blog Talk Radio who are following us on Blog Talk is 646-478-5814. And again, 646 area code 478-5814. And then when you call that number, we don't know if you're wanting to ask a question or that you just want to listen live. So when we hit that button, we'll tell you the area code and then the last four digits of the telephone number. When you're just listening, listen mode, just give a quick shout out saying we're just listening, and we'll just put you back on listen. Or when you have a question, introduce yourself, but again, just your first name, no last names, and then you'll be able to ask any question, and I'll do the best I can to answer. We've got some new things coming up on the website, Natural Solutions Radio now. You can go to that home page, and up on the top left-hand side, there's a little YouTube button, and there's also a little Facebook page button, so you don't have to go hunting now. You can just click either of those buttons, and it'll take you right either to the Facebook page, and you can watch us live, or the YouTube channel live. And so, and also, don't forget when you're on the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button. And on Facebook page, I think it's the like button. Is that correct? You hit the like and. Also, whatever else to help spread the word.
And I just wanted to say, make sure that you're going to naturalsolutionsradio.com and or nslradio.online. But naturalsolutionsradio.com is the one that'll take you to our official site.
Okay. Because there's a lot of Natural Solutions on YouTube. There must be, oh gosh, 1,000 different websites that have Natural Solutions in the name. And, of course, we are Natural Solutions Radio, and so that's us. And then on the YouTube channel, what's the actual name of the YouTube channel?
We are Natural Solutions News.
Natural Solutions News.
Yes, on the YouTube channel.
So if they go to YouTube and type in their search, Natural Solutions News.
Well, they don't have to. All they have to do is go to our site and push the YouTube channel, and
correct.
They don't have to go through the whole hassle. That's why we put those links. So it'll be simpler for them for just to go to naturalsolutionsradio.com.
Right. It takes a while because if you type it in at YouTube, it takes a while for us to build up the site. So because a bunch of sites will come up.
So,
and
yeah, it's easier just to go through the link. That's why we're putting them there, and they'll be simpler. And there's already new videos on there, and both our sites are already updated with last week's show. So please go and visit us and enjoy the information that you're getting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for doing that. And again, the telephone number to reach us is 646-478-5814. I've been a naturopath for almost 40 years, so I do my best. I can answer your questions on almost any subject having to natural health. And please, I'll be glad to do that. Sometimes when you ask a question about a specific product, if I've never seen the product or the ingredient list, sometimes the name of a product is just a name, and I'm not sure. I need to know what their ingredients are. And then again, a lot of times there's hundreds of companies, and some of the companies are better than other companies. Usually the bigger companies are mostly reputable. Problem with a lot of the companies is the CDC and CLA, which is a private laboratory. They've been going around. They go to different health food stores around the country, and they'll just pull up off the shelf a bunch of different products. And one of the products, as an example, that they were testing is melatonin. And they took just 100 different melatonin products and tested them. And they found that more than 90% of them did not have the actual ingredient amount as listed on the bottle. So if it said 3 milligrams, they might have only measured 1 milligram in there. And then a lot of companies that are being tested are finding out that there's contaminants, either solvents that weren't cleaned out when they were making it, or other kinds of contaminants in there. So I'm very careful about what I carry. We have our brick and mortar store, Health Naturally. That's here at in El Paso, Texas, 7040 North Mesa, on the west side, for those of you that live in El Paso. And we carry the Nature Sunshine herbal products. And I can say, in talking to them, I call the company quite a bit, talk to the science department to get an exact understanding of what's in there. And they have never failed an independent laboratory assay for potency or contamination since 1972. So that's something that really I look at quite a bit. I think it's a very important something that a company can say that. And last week I talked about, I'm looking to pull that back up, but last week I talked about a product. We put it on our YouTube channel, and that's on the Candida aureus, right? You made a whole section on that, Fred, just so people will know about that.
Yes, it's on part one is on the page, and then the rest of the MP3s, there's a couple of parts to it, part one and two.
Okay, so I want to mention that again, just because it's so important, and because what they found is that there's a new, what we would call a candida, a new fungus, a yeast, and that has been traditionally under control. Women get yeast infections all of the time, and here it is, I found it. So that's nothing new. Women get, they've heard of Candida albicans and yeast infections, but there is a new yeast that's, that kind of, I guess the CDC doesn't want to create any kind of panics or anything, but there is a new fungus that's really increasing and colonizing everywhere, and they now call it a pandemic, and that a pandemic means it's everywhere in the world, and they found that it's 41% to 88% fatal, and that's very high. It's They're talking about that because of all of the agricultural use, the pesticides and the herbicides and the especially the fungicides. Actually, what you've heard of MRSA, which are these antibiotic-resistant bacterias, and again, because so many antibiotics are being used, and in the agricultural industry, especially the husbandry, food husbandry, where animals are raised for food, whether it's beef or pork or lamb or chickens or turkey, any of these animals that are being raised for food, they are given now antibiotics routinely in the food. And what's happening is you now have these super bacteria called MRSA, and which are antibiotic resistant bacteria, and that's because of so many antibiotics. What a lot of people don't realize is that about 90% of all of the antibiotics in the United States is consumed by animals in animal feed, and the other 10% goes to humans. But because of that high amount antibiotics, we're now having that. Well, now they found the same thing happening in agriculture with all of the fungicides. People don't realize in soil, there's a symbiotic relationship between all the organisms that live in the soil. And there's a lot of funguses that live in the soil, and they help to break down foods and break down rotting plants and animals or bugs or lizards or anything else that beetles or worm, whatever dies in the soil, these bacteria and funguses break them down, and then they become part of the soil and part of, nutrients for the plants to pick up. Well, because the agricultural industry uses so many fungicides and herbicides and insecticides and all of these, but mainly the fungicides, they're killing all of the healthy funguses, and they've now creating this new super fungus, and it's called Candida aureus. The aureus has to do with the ear, and basically the first person that was diagnosed had the Candida in their ears, so that's where the name came from, Candida aureus. And but what they're finding, and again, the headline is the population has a dangerous pathogen that has a 41 to 88% fatality rate. Now, what they've also didn't talk about in this article, but I've done the research on, is there's one thing that both for the MRSA bacteria and for pathogenic funguses, there is one thing that both fungus and bacteria have not been able to create a resistance to, and that's essential oils. Now, there's a lot of companies that sell essential oils, and I would say most of those essential oils are pretty good on the market. We chose a company called doTERRA. We think they're the best essential oils on the market. But what they have found is that these funguses are susceptible to essential oils. Now, because the fungus puts out spores that are in the air, this is one of the things where we're telling people, check out and look at having a diffuser, an essential oil diffuser in your home. If you have kids, put a small one in their bedroom. Put one in your bedroom for the parents. And because the diffuser puts the essential oil microscopic little droplets directly in the air, what they have found is that the Candida aureus is in everywhere. It's in the air. It falls down to the ground on the carpets. It's on the walls. It's on the ceilings. It's on doorknobs. It's on all kinds of different things. So what happens is that the essential oils will go in the air, and then basically wherever the essential oil goes, it will knock out and kill that fungus. So this is one of the reasons that we're recommending essential oils. I carry around with me a little bottle of Melaleuca. Some people use Melaleuca, some people use frankincense, and of course frankincense was mentioned in the Bible when the wise men, three of the wise men came to give the baby Jesus frankincense, myrrh, and gold. So we know that frankincense has been around for a couple thousand years and has been being used. Frankincense comes from the boswellia tree, which has boswellic acid in it, and it's one of the strongest known anti-inflammatories. There's an expression with in the holistic movement industry, and it says, when in doubt, use frankincense. And so if you're not sure what you have, now, a good company like we use doTERRA essential oil frankincense, you can take that internally. And some of the oils you can't. It'll say for external use only on the bottle. And doTERRA really prides itself on having some of the highest grade essential oils. And so you can actually use those on in an internal use. Melaleuca I use. You can carry it around when you shake a lot of people's hands or doorknobs or going different places and touching things. You know, every couple of hours you take a little essential oil, put it on your hands, rub your hands together like so, and you've created a barrier on your hands that kill viruses and bacteria. The other one is you put a little drop between your fingers, put it on your underneath your nose, and every time you inhale, you'll have the vapors that actually kill those essential oils. I mean, that kill those funguses and bacteria. So it's the beginning of our show, the first segment, and I really want to cover that because there's people are being exposed to so many different things, whether it's funguses or bacteria. But people need to be aware that these things exist. Let's see. The other thing that's going on, or let me ask Adon, how are we doing calls or comments online? Any questions I forgot to ask?
Actually, we don't have any questions at the moment.
And we're coming to the end of the first 20. We have 35 seconds.
Oh, well, then we might as well take our break. Let's go ahead, take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. You have time to call your friends, tell them, hey, tune on the computer, turn on your phone. You can go to your phone, by the way, and go directly to blogtalkradio.com/Natural Solutions Radio. And then there's a live streaming link. And so everybody on a smartphone has a browser, and in that browser you just type in, like I said, www.blogtalkradio.com/Natural Solutions Radio. It'll take you directly to the Blog Talk. That's where you can hit the live streaming button, and you can just listen live on your iPad or your telephone or your computer, and you don't have to really call in. But again, for those of you that are calling in, 646-478-5814. Anyway, right now we're going to take our break. We'll be back